It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
The Barbados parliamentary system, which was inherited from Britain and the United States edition of their Congress, Senate and governors, occasionally raises points of departure for local political scientists. In good Bajan form, a bill goes through a number of readings in Parliament and the Senate. Everyone agrees, given the Barbados Labour Party holds all 30 seats, and the President, Sandra Mason, does her ceremonial bit by signing it into law. Not so in the United States, and certainly not so in California. Earlier this year, Governor Gavin Newsom requested the legislature to come up with a framework for cryptocurrency regulation. So after much debate, additions and changes, the California legislature voted for a bill which they sent to Governor Newsom to sign. The vote on the final document was 71 in favor, none against, and 9 abstentions. Looks fairly straightforward, you would think. Well, actually Governor Newsom vetoed the bill. Among his reasons was it would require a loan of tens of millions of dollars. If it had been signed into law, crypto firms would have been required to acquire a state-approved license to operate in California. The governor called for a more flexible approach, saying cryptocurrencies are still evolving. He seems to share the view that bad regulation can harm innovation and the United States' competitiveness. The blockchain lobby was ecstatic with Governor Newsom's decision. The crypto lobbying group, the Blockchain Association, said the bill was misguided. The group said in a statement, "We applaud Governor Gary Newsom's veto of California Assembly Bill 2269, which threatened to choke innovation and stop California's burgeoning crypto industry in its tracks." The Joe Biden administration favors what it calls responsible regulation, whatever that means. Chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington, Gary Gensler, is on a mission to apparently regulate every cryptocurrency, with the exception of Bitcoin, which is clearly a decentralized coin. Some U.S. congressmen and women, as well as cryptocurrency companies, are, however, pushing back against Gary. The Securities and Exchange Commission has been locked in legal combat with the cryptocurrency project Ripple and its managers for almost 2 years. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on this TACOM network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.